Welcome to the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Sefer Zechariah, Chapter 9, Perek Tet. Our learning today, as every day, is dedicated to Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, to their safety and to their success, to the swift return of all the Chatufim, and to the healing of those wounded in this war in Gaza. Our chapter today, chapter 9, has one of the most famous images in Tanakh, or in Jewish folklore, let's maybe call it. Gili Ma'od Batzion, I'm reading from chapter 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion, Hari Bat Yerushalayim. O cheer, O Jerusalem, Hine Malkech Yavolach. Your king will come to you, Tzadik. Venosha, righteous and saved, who ani v'rochev al chamor, he is poor and riding on a donkey, v'alayar ben atonot, and a mule, the son of a donkey. This is the image of Mashiach, or some sort of king, coming to Jerusalem, riding on a donkey. And maybe I'll just read the next pasuk yud, v'ichrati rechev me'efraim. And then I will remove the chariots from Ephraim, the sus from Yerushalayim, and the horses from Jerusalem, v'nichrata keshet milchama, and the bow of war will be cut off, will no longer be needed, v'diber shalom lagoyim, he will speak peace to the nations, u'mashlom miyam v'ad yam, and his rule will be from the sea to the sea, u'minahar ad afse aretz, and from the river to the end of the land. What do we see in these psukim? We see, first of all, that Jerusalem should rejoice. We see the idea that not only that, but there will be a king. This seems to be an end of war, because we're told that the chariots will be v'hichrati, v'nichrata keshet milchama. We don't need chariots, we don't need bows and arrows, and instead we will have shalom, and there will be dominion from the sea to the sea, and from the river to the end of the earth. Interestingly enough, we have this king who is poor, righteous, riding on a donkey, as opposed to the horses of war. So we have a contrast between a donkey, which is usually a domestic animal, an animal which is used for carrying things, rather than a horse, which is used for war. And the idea of v'rochev, he is riding on a horse, but v'hichrati rechev me'efraim, we won't need any more chariots. And of course, this is a vision of peace and harmony. This becomes so associated, not just with any king, but with the Mashiach, that we have a statement in the Gemara, in Masechet Brachot Daf Nun Vav, which says, Haro'ech chamor b'chalom, if you see a donkey in a dream, yitzapel Yeshua, you should expect salvation. Shine'emar, hinei malkech yavolach, tzadik v'noshahu, ani v'rochev ala chamor, quoting our verse. Suddenly a donkey is associated with the redemption. But I guess the key question here is going to be, why is the Mashiach depicted as being poor? Why is this king who is going to usher in a spirit of peace and harmony going to be poor, ani, rochev al chamor? Usually a donkey is not a particularly genteel animal. It would be, for example, it would be like, instead of the president or prime minister riding in a limousine, he'd be riding in a beaten up jeep. That's what it would be. The donkey can carry a lot of load. The donkey can navigate steep inclines, but it's not really a very regal animal. So what's going on here? If you look at Rashi and the Radak, Radak, for example, says, Lo michisaron. The fact that he's riding on a donkey is not because he lacks anything. Shari kol ha'olam yeh birshuto. The whole world will be at his feet. We just heard that he's umashalom yam el yam. He's going to rule from the sea to the sea. So he says, Ella me anava yirkav al chamor. In other words, instead of taking the limousine, he will go in a very simple car. I remember, I think the current Pope, instead of taking the papal vehicle, he decided that he was going to ride in a very, very modest car. Instead of wearing the papal shoes, he was going to wear simple shoes. So, lahavdil, what we have here is the idea that out of humility he will do this. Rashi goes the same way. Rashi says, v'rochev al chamor midat anavahi. It's a sense of modesty. And maybe this goes with tzadik v'noshav Hashem. He won't be the Moshiach. He will be saved by God. Now, by the way, not everybody agrees that this is a virtue. So, for example, we have another statement in the Gemara, this time in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadichet, where it talks about two different psukim. One in Iyov, Rabbi Yoshua Melevi Rami Kativ, Va'aru im Anane Shemaya, that the Messiah will come, or the future king will come, with the clouds of the heaven. And he says, on the other hand, it says, Ani v'rochev al chamor, a poverty-stricken person riding a humble donkey. And he says, Zachu, if we merit the Mashiach properly, im anane shemaya, the Messiah will be like the clouds of the heavens. Lo zachu, ani rochev al chamor. If we're not virtuous, then we will have a low-level geula. First of all, like, this is fascinating, because what they're telling us is that geula can be, if you want, smooth, regal, and high, or it can be low, down, and dirty, sort of like very, very humble. And there are lots of different options about what we have here as the possibilities of redemption. But let me come back to what I think is the key idea here. And as I said before, the idea of a chamor is it's a domestic animal. It's an animal used for civil use, whereas the rechev and the sus are generally used for war. Sus v'rochvot rama v'yam. We might remember that the king, in the laws of the king, in Devarim Perek Yuzayin, is told lo yarbe lo susim. He's not meant to have too many horses. He's not meant to be focused on war. Maybe that's the idea, that this king, Malkech, who is Sadiq v'nosha, who is saved by God and who is righteous, who is meant to v'diber shalom lagoyim, is going to simply ride in a domestic animal, a chamor, v'alayar ben atonot, because we don't want rechev and we don't want sus and we don't want keshet, we don't want chariots and horses and bows and arrows. We want diber shalom lagoyim. So I think on the most initial level, maybe we're talking about that sort of peace. But a second possibility is this. If you look at Pasuk Yud, there's an interesting phrase here. U'mashalom miyam ad yam u'minahar ad afsei aretz. And some of you who might know Sefer Tehillim might be familiar with this phrase. There it's in Tehillim Ayin Bet, chapter 72. V'yered miyam ad yam u'minahar ad afsei aretz. Very similar. What was our verse again? Our verse was, but what is this chapter? This chapter is called Lishlomo. It's about Solomon. And it tells us that, what's the main thing? Elohim mishpatecha lemelech tein. Give your justice, your judgments to your king. V'sidkatcha leben melech. And give righteousness to the son of the king. Yadin amcha betzedek v'aniecha b'mishpat. He will judge your people with righteousness. He will judge the poor with justice, Yisu Harim Shalom. He will bring peace to the hills, La'am u'gvot b'tzaka, Yishpot aniyam, Yoshia livnei avyon, v'yidake oshek. He's there to look after the poorer classes. And it says, Yira'uchem shemesh, v'lifnei yareach dor dorim. He will be seen before the sun. He'll have future generations before the moon. And later he says, Yifrach b'yamav tzadik, v'rov shalom ad b'li yareach. The tzaddik will sprout forth in his days, v'rov shalom ad b'li yareach, and shalom till the end of the moon. V'yer miyam ad yam v'nahar ad afsei aretz. He will rule over all the kingdoms, and yishtachavu kol hamlachim, all of the kings will bend down to him. Why? Because he will save the poor from crying. He will save the ani ve'eino zerlo, from anybody who's got no other recourse. And the whole theme here is that this will be a period of peace and a period of justice, but there's not one word about violence here. And this is seen as the reign of Shlomo. Shlomo indeed was a person who had peace in his own time, but we all know that Shlomo had certain flaws. And one of those flaws is his wealth. His wealth led him astray. At the end of his life, we see in the latter chapters of Shlomo, that Shlomo was attracted by gold and all sorts of luxury items. In fact, in the earlier chapters of Shlomo, we find no mention of gold whatsoever. In the latter chapters, gold is mentioned over and over and over. But if you want to know something really fascinating, when you look at Solomon's coronation, when he is still a young man, Nar Varach, young, untried, what does David say when he's sending him to his coronation? He says, "Hirkavtem et Shlomo b'ni ala pirda asheli. Go and put Shlomo on the mule, which is mine, and take him down to the Gichon." Why does he go down to his coronation on a mule? Because the incline, the gradient of Ir David is so steep that you can't take a horse down there. If you want to get down there quick, you take the jeep. So you go on a pirda. But indeed, maybe what they're saying is, we need a king like Solomon. Solomon was known for his justice, for his mishpat. But we need a Solomon who is a man of justice, like before he got lured away by wealth and other things. And therefore, we want somebody who is a man of peace, who isn't a man of war, and yet at the same time is ani v'rochev al chamor. We want that original Shlomo, who wasn't attracted by wealth, but instead was attracted by true values of justice. And if we have a king like that, then we will indeed be reinstating the Malchut Beit David in the correct way. That's it for today. See you tomorrow. Mashiach, Mashiach, Mashiach.